freedom in a lake of 11 acres. The NYPD in boats behind, the sort of thing that makes the evening news for 30 seconds, tragicomic interlude. Before the weather segment, somewhat lewd and rather rude. And in a court in Wisconsin, a child is sent away for life without the possibility of seeing freedom's day. The anchor keeps her composure, the segment ends on time. The camera cuts to traffic, the suburban daily grind. And the metronome goes tick tock tick. The newsreader looks faintly sick. We're all just items on a list that some producers bookmarked, missed, or maybe flagged for a follow-up. Between the weather and the cup of tea that's growing cold beside the teleprompter's steady guide, the president is drafting claims of voting fraud again. California's results disputed by the Pentagon's men on evidence of absolutely nothing but a hunch, while foreign policy proves difficult to manage after lunch. It turns out that the Middle East won't do as it is told. The maps must be redrawn again, the boundaries are old. And Leslie Stott is speaking of her natter on the screen. The fire's at 60 minutes, the death of what has been. And the metronome goes tick-tock, tick. The newsreader looks faintly sick. We're all just items on a list that some producers bookmarked, missed, or maybe flagged for follow-up. Photographs obscene, the strategist passed follies on a glowing telephone screen. And if you're ramming rallies while a reality TV star discovers that constituents prefer someone who can govern the Pentagon, rewrite the forms for servicemen and women, religious categories change, the old ones didn't. Bureaucracy finds time for theological debate, while everything of consequence is left to rust and wait. Tick-tock, tick-tock, the lake is very deep. Tick-tock, tick-tock, the documents to keep. Tick-tock, tick-tock, the swimmers on the drown. The metronome continues.